epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You know, if we did a gravestone of the show and or like a Mount Rushmore of the topics that have been the most frequent topics, definitely for the last decade, it's the name change. Mm-hmm. Mike Florio has a new article, and I put it out as the poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering, each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the poll has to do with Mike Florio's article. The headline is, Commanders seem to be laying the foundation for potential return to their old name. This is all an opinion piece from Florio, but some people are seeing how they're leaning into the past with the jerseys, which we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then if you watch the video that accompanied the video which accompanied the reveal, it's all about connecting to the past. It's all about connecting history. History doesn't fade, they say. And so some people are making this leap. You can vote at Junks Radio. Do you believe they're laying the foundation for return to the old name? And you can chime in at 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday.
I don't think Harris has any desire to. Honestly, I don't think he does.
I think
he's okay with it, and he's ready to move on.
Valdez, I should have told you before, and I don't know if you have it ready. If you play the video, I've been with you. I've been 100% no. But if you watch it, and I was like, I actually had a little inkling, like, oh, maybe he's
what
just,
video?
The video that comes with the reveal, the Commanders. If you go to Commanders on Instagram or
they've been doing
Facebook,
this for years, though. Even
know,
Jason Wright was there.
But
they
this
were doing
seemed
this
seemed like the most. I mean, the jerseys are basically the exact same jerseys of the Super Bowl winning years.
Right.
All right. You still got the W, whatever. But it made me think like he might just say F it. I don't think so. But maybe he'd just be like F it. I'm gonna bring back the name.
It's not that simple. Here's the problem. It's not that simple. As soon as they do it, you're going to expose yourself to the same problem that Dan had. Even though culturally we've shifted again, and I think we're more on the right side of things, like we don't have to be crazy about words and names and get out of control, there's still going to be a percentage of people that are going to hold that over you. You're going to have businesses that could potentially hold that over you, and you're going to be in a spot. I don't think they're going to expose themselves to it. They're just not.
If Northwest Credit Union is saying, you know what, we're going to pull our money.
Yeah.
If you go back to the Redskins. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. They may
No, but it
they
makes
may
you
support
vulnerable
it.
To it, potentially. Yes. And why open yourselves up to that risk? Any business that they do, that's a new hurdle now. Listen, I would love the name to be Redskins. I think it's so dumb that they changed it and caved. But the market spoke. People pulled their money. They're not going to expose themselves to it. I don't care if Trump gives them cover or it's because they're now going to be exposed to any, whenever the wind blows, some company that wants to make a name for themselves and say, you know what? We don't like the name. We're pulling our advertising. They're not going to expose themselves to it. They're flat out not going to do it.
I tend to agree with you. Florio connects a few dots. Now he's making leaps when he's connecting these dots. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, but he points to last May, Coach Quinn wore that T-shirt with the old logo to a presser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what he's saying is like the team had no comment on it. He's saying that it felt like a trial balloon. Again, I said this is an opinion piece, right? So
didn't Dan just say he wore a shirt he thought it was cool because someone sent it to him? I tend to believe that.
It was probably not a hidden message.
Yeah, I don't think Dan doesn't care.
Florio, I can understand why Florio's throwing this out there because he wants people to read it, right? He knows Redskins fans.
That's what he does. He likes to read into everything.
Right. No, but
But Florio knows that Skins fans still do want the name back. He knows that.
The over 40 crowd.
He knows Josh Harris, wants to get away. He wants to have his own logo, his own team name. He knows that. But doesn't mean it's going to be back to the Skins.
Okay, but he's got that.
I mean, the name change could be a name change, but back to the Skins, probably not it.
Again, he's connecting the dots where he's got the Quinn T-shirt. All right, you can say no big deal. You've got this video, History Doesn't Fade. You've got the move to go back to RFK. They're trying to do everything from the past.
I'm just telling you, it exposes
and you've got Trump.
Them too much. It doesn't matter.
I know, it's just a little comment, but that's what people are trying to put together. Again, if I go to our poll at Chunks Radio, I would vote no.
I think the speculation by Florio, it's interesting, maybe not serious, but what he is speculating is that Harris actually wants to change the name, but knows he can't change the name, right? Because of all the blowback.
But I think it's way bigger than that.
It is. So what he is speculating is that Harris is potentially counting on or the possibility that Trump could force him to change the name back to Redskins to get the stadium in D.C.
I understand Trump completely.
Trump can push it across the finish line by threatening D.C. council and threatening to either pull the stadium lease or punish D.C. any way he can if they don't approve the stadium deal.
But it still exposes them forever. They're always exposed. No,
not necessarily if Trump is the one, the president is the one that is forcing the name change as part of the stadium.
Doesn't matter. There could be advertisers like Coca-Cola or the FedExes of the world.
Yes, you're right.
They'll say, but, you know what, we just don't want to be associated. And believe me, I think it's insanity.
Florio says this is all the cover that Harris needs, is the push from the president to get the name back.
It could be the cover he needs to get the name back? Sure. But then what's he going to do a year from now when Coca-Cola and Northwest and all every right, but other company out there decides, because the winds have changed politically again, that it's bad news again?
Right.
They're not going to expose
themselves.
After
Trump's out of office.
Yeah, they're not going to expose themselves. Now we have a left-wing person that's taking down all the statues again and all the names again. We go through the whole
circus. It wouldn't be worth it.
The other thing is,
they're not going to do it.
If they really have leaned into Commanders. I mean, just listen to how Adam Peters talks about players. And Dan Quinn talks about finding Commanders. There's an effort to he's a Commander. That's a Commander. We just drafted a Commander.
I agree.
They're flooding the market with Commanders.
I looked at Josh Harris, and when he said, we can't change it back for obvious reasons, I looked at him right away and I went, oh, he actually thinks it's okay. He actually agrees with it. I actually think he agrees with it.
So you don't think he'd ever change it off Commanders?
No, I think he was offended by it.
Yeah, he might be right.
Like, you know what I mean? I think he's been guilted into thinking it's bad or something.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats.
Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
My personal opinion.
This is from Axios.
Now I read it.
From Axios, they say this is what they're hearing, that commanders' executives stepped up their lobbying on Tuesday, telling DC council members that Trump's involvement could introduce volatility that the team and Mayor Muriel Bowser would like to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, they're trying to get it done. We talked about this last week, I guess, when you were out, and I mentioned this a couple days ago. Mayor Bowser did say her level of concern was a 4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, that deadline's in 5 days.
Right.
I mean, they ain't going to hit that deadline.
I figure it's politics. It's shady. Somebody will pay somebody off or something. Somebody will give something somewhere, and it'll get across the finish line. I'm not saying the Redskins will do it, but, I mean, something will happen.
The thing is, right now,
somebody's palm will get greased.
Right now, in terms of, like, the federal involvement, D.C. has the 99-year lease on RFK. That's what kind of opened the door for the potential move to RFK. Just need those damn council members to rubber stamp it.
I mean,
and they're not doing it.
They're holding out.
Would Trump really throw down and try and force these council members?
Well, I could see him doing that. This being, I mean,
he's
like,
got bigger fish to fry.
He does. Totally. I mean, but I can see I can't imagine him getting his chest up and saying, hey, yeah, I got him to get back to Redskins, which I think would be great. But they're not going to expose themselves to all the future complaints and picketing. And, you know, if they're going to hire some crazy unknown Indian group to stand out there and protest. Now you're in a pickle. They're just not going to expose themselves to it. So, they wouldn't even put a freaking spear on the uniform that people were begging for.
They're not going to do it.
The July 15th deadline, Phil Mendelson, who is the D.C. council chair, said it's not going to be met. So I don't know what that means after that. Like, I don't know what that means for July 16th.
There'll be a new deadline.
Yeah.
The deadline is kind of random. They want to get it done as soon as possible. But, you know, they make a deadline, but whatever. You're still years in the future.
All right, we got a bunch of people that want to weigh in.
All right, let's do it.
Right now, if you look at our poll, it's only been up for a couple of minutes. 74% do not believe that the commanders are laying the groundwork for potential return to the old name.
Yeah, I don't think
By the way, Florio couched it. It's laying the foundation for a potential return.
Right. He likes to put out all the hypotheticals, and that's what he's doing right here. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Scott in Salisbury. Scott, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Junks?
Hey, Scott. Man.
What's up?
I can kind of see both sides of this story. And for me personally, you know, I grew up as a Skins fan. Mm-hmm. And I still call them the Skins. But I understand that the market now is drawing people under the commander's name. But if you think back to when Schneider was forced to change the name, it was because of the money. Everybody was pulling the sponsorship from the Skins.
They're not going to expose themselves to that again.
But wait a minute. When you start winning championships or start going to the playoffs and start becoming popular and selling Jaden Daniels jerseys, that money's going to come back to you. That money's going to be people chasing you to be the sponsor. Because who doesn't want to just say somebody lead like
that? All right, so what happens when they start losing?
Well, once you win championships, you're in that realm of like a Chiefs team or a Green Bay team where you just become a staple. You don't worry about all the controversies around it.
All right, so but you got to win championships.
They've won under commanders. So before the Detroit Lions game, I happened to go to Dick's on a Saturday morning. Actually, before the Eagles game, after they beat the Lions, that place was jumping. They had like a party. They had a commander's tent everywhere you could see. They had a DJ. They had face painting, and everybody was just gobbling up commander's gear. And then a few months ago, we talked about that survey, and maybe it wasn't that many people, but according to DC residents, and I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, 1 year ago, only like 39% of the people liked the name. And then this year, it was like 61%.
It grows
because they
on
started
you.
Winning.
It grows on you.
It grows why. On you. And then that's the younger why. Generation, younger we've generation said it over care. And over again. They don't care.
They don't care.
They're growing up, a 6 and 7 year old kid. They're growing up, that's all they know is Commanders. And now they love Jaden Daniels. Like the traditions that they put out in this video is true. You grew up with Joe Gibbs and Super Bowl wins and Dexter Manley and John Riggins and all these greats. That was the Redskins. Well, now these kids. They're growing up with Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, and they're Commanders.
Well, why are they using old uniforms then?
You can't. Because they're still trying to get the old people to spend money.
You can't tell me the old era means nothing anymore, and it's only about 20-year-olds.
No, it means something. It's just too many hurdles.
Oh, I know. I'm just don't know what JP's saying. JP always says young people don't care about the name.
They want to be as close to it as they can. They want to be as close to it and embrace all that.
Yeah, they want to have their cake and eat it too.
Why wouldn't they?
They actually want to do both.
Why wouldn't they have changed the uniforms completely, not just alternate?
Well, they probably will. That's what the speculation is.
Maybe.
They'll change those next year.
Do you think they're laying the foundation to change the name?
I've always thought that. Not back to Redskins. I just don't think they're happy with Commanders. But you can't tell me the name in old era means nothing anymore. It's only about 20-year-olds when they're bringing out the
Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. You're not listening. I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything.
You've said it so many times over the last few months.
I didn't say it means nothing. I'm saying that there's a new generation that is going to be very happy with the Commanders name and what's happening now, and they're building that new tradition with that name. At the same time, they can play to nostalgia and sell jerseys and make money. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think the whole thing is embarrassing and humiliating. I'm just so embarrassed that, but
there is something to be said for if Josh Harris doesn't want anything to do with what
too much exposure
Snyder had. He wants to have his own spin. He wants to his own company, his own team, his own logo, his own team name.
I think he just wants to
his
win.
Own stadium.
I just think he wants to win. I think he's leaving the stadium not because it's dance, but because it sucks. I think he just wants to win.
No, I know that's why he's leaving the stadium. But but there might be. I'm not saying he's going back to Redskins, but he might want to change the name just because he doesn't want to inherit Commanders.
The problem with that is now you're in a whole new can of worms. And you have a bunch of people pissed off at the new one.
Yep. All right, got a bunch of people want to chime in. We'll come back with your calls at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.